I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Abraham Donko
and Najak Bleago.
In the headlines, police ask public not to panic but go about normal duties peacefully. Faith community calls for national peace and unity after Supreme Court verdict. GJA holds public forum on media and responsible reportage in Accra today. UN inspectors due to visit site of chemical weapon attack near Syrian capital Damascus. Iran and Russia warned US against military intervention in Syria. And Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Islamabad to kickstart peace talks with Taliban. But first to the summary with Najagli Ago.
The Ghana Police Service has asked the public to go about their normal duties freely and not panic. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, the commanding officer of the formed unit of the police service, Chief Superintendent Nahamza Yakubu, said the service is adequately prepared to deal with anyone who wants to foment trouble after the election petition verdict. The Ghana Journalist Association will today hold a forum to remind members of their responsibilities in the discharge of their duties after the Supreme Court verdict. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of the Association, Dave Agbenu, says the forum has become necessary because of the role the media is expected to play after the verdict. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is to commence talks with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Islamabad on restarting the peace process with the Taliban. Mr. Karzai will be pressing Mr. Sharif to release senior Taliban prisoners. Meanwhile, the insurgents have refused to talk with Mr. Karzai, dismissing him as a U.S. puppet. And a team of inspectors from the UN is to visit the Syrian site where a chemical weapons attack is suspected to have been carried out. The visit comes as the Syrian government agreed to a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the U.S. says there is little doubt about the use of chemical weapons by Syrian forces.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. The police administration has again echoed its preparedness to deal with anyone who foments trouble after the Supreme Court verdict. The public should not therefore panic but feel free to go about their normal duties. The commanding officer of the formed unit of the police service, Chief Superintendent Nahamza Yakubu, stated this on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point. He said the police are working hard to maintain professional standards. Chief Superintendent Yakubu denied public perception that the deployment of police officers across the country is an indication that something untoward might happen. According to him, the service is getting itself adequately ready for normal duties such as happen in elections.
It's exactly based upon the fact that everybody is talking about this landmark case that is before the Supreme Court of this country. And so it has created some level of tension, but we think that it isn't a tense situation that should let Ghana, being a peaceful country, not enjoy its peace.
The executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi, that the often professed nature of Ghanaians being peace-loving should not be taken for granted. He said though enough peace messages have been carried across, there is still the need to appeal to the public to maintain it. Mr. Bombandi also urged the public to motivate the police to give of their best instead of chastising them.
So every day we need to remind ourselves that we need to have it. Our neighbors never did it. And many of them have not yet recovered from the path that they allowed themselves to go into. The mood of the country is definitely a mood of optimism for peace, regardless of that anxiety and the tension that we've talked about. But thanks to the efforts to be able to bring home the message that we are one, our unity and the overarching Ghanaianness that should respect the coexistence we have is more important.
The executive director of One Abimano Bombande, for his part, a member of the National Peace Council, Sheikh Mahmoud Gadel, said though there seems to be some tension, the country will remain peaceful and more united after the judgment of the Supreme Court.
That there is tension because we all know that we live in a great moment of anxiety. The way we see things, the way we perceive things, there's some kind of fear. So when you have this kind of fear, certainly it should be that there's tension.
A member of the National Peace Council, Sheikh Mahmoud Gadel.
As part of efforts to ensure total acceptance of the Supreme Court ruling, the Ghana Journalist Association will today hold a forum on the theme, Media Reportage and Responsibility After the Supreme Court Verdict. The General Secretary of the Association, Dave Agbenu, says the forum has become necessary because of the role the media is expected to play after the verdict. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Agbenu said the forum will also remind members of their responsibilities in the discharge of their duties.
It's important to say that the forum is a family meeting, media family meeting, to, as it were, discuss our responsibilities after the Supreme Court verdict. As you already know, we've been asked by several people, civic society groups, religious bodies, including the national security, not to do one thing or another after the Supreme Court verdict. And we think that we must, on our own, talk to ourselves and to remind ourselves about our responsibilities.
And people are saying that sometimes holding this forum without taking your people on in an event of any infractions of your guidelines or your code of ethics, it doesn't send a strong signal to people who have such a wrong reportage or unprofessional ethics.
I do not agree. I don't know where those people are coming from. I am really concerned when some of these things are said. We have time and again educated our people. They know about the ethics of the profession. And I think that by and large, they've adhered to the code of ethics of the profession. I just want one person to point out who had gone against the ethics of the profession and nothing has been done to that person. Then I can show the person what we have done to those who fall foul of our code of ethics.
Tomorrow's forum, which people are you expecting to attend this forum?
We are expecting all media practitioners, journalists, media owners, and members of media commission.
You heard the General Secretary of the GJA, Dave Agbenu.
The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajaho, has cautioned the media to be temperate in their reportage of political acts, omissions, speeches, and events. He also called on those in leadership or aspiring to occupy leadership positions in the country to develop strong moral courage that will enable them to call their errant members to order in the interest of national peace and cohesion. Peter Jaho gave the advice in Ho at a Thanksgiving service and ordination to climax the 5th General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church. The ceremony was also used to honor some political figures and personalities from the Volta region who have contributed to the church and the region. Our Volta regional correspondent, Koblali Kukubo, was there and assigned this report for Radio Ghana.
The Evangelical Presbyterian Church Ghana has undertaken programs and projects throughout its 166 years of existence to promote education, health and socio-economic conditions in the country, particularly in the Volta region. The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajaho, commended the church for the choice of the theme for this year's General Assembly, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice, and Peace and Dignity for Growth and Development, which he described very appropriate in view the current political climate in the country. He lauded the church for its contribution to the advancement and preservation of peace in the country, despite its awesome challenges. Mr. Ajao expressed strong support for the church's desire to open forward reconciliation talks with its sister church, the Global Evangelical Church, after 23 years of impasse, which is bedeviled with court cases and other acts of grievous animosity. The speaker assured them of his preparedness to play any role that may be required of him in pursuit of the reconciliation agenda. In a speech read on his behalf, President John Mahama commended the church for extending the light of wisdom and development into most communities in the country. He therefore recommended that the church establishes educational institutions or monuments in honor of the founding fathers of the church. President Mahama noted that the country is confronted with a number of challenges, including recent labor agitation, outrageous judgment debt payments, wanton depletion of the land and forest cover through illegal mining and logging, and called on all stakeholders to help tackle these challenges.
That report was filed by Volta Regional Correspondent Kobla Lee Kukubo.
The spiritual leader of the Christ Wonderful World Outreach, Bishop Ishmael Otu, has advised men of God to concentrate on winning souls for Christ rather than creating wealth at the expense of the church. Bishop Otu asked them to use their pulpits to preach the kingdom of God instead of basing more on God's blessings. Bishop Otu was speaking at the consecration and ordination service of the church in Accra. Bishop Otu said Ghanaians must learn to live together as one people, because that is what God wants. He said it is through unity that Ghanaians will be able to sustain the peace the country is currently enjoying. He tasked the newly ordained pastors to make the expansion of the kingdom of God their priority and not use their positions to extort money from people.
When we gather together like this, everyone is asking, how is this? How is that? But right after the ordination, you have a task ahead of you. You are no more a preacher who then starts like some of the speak, making noise. Or you find ways of making them money because you are finding your police driving a car. Your duty is to preach. Your duty is to make sure everything is in place. You don't need a car. You need a soul. Let the souls get saved. When they are saved, God will take care of them. Because a lot of people are perishing today, and the pastors are looking for money. As they are being ordained and consecrated today, you should forget about money in the kingdom. And I know if you are faithful to God in the line of duty, God will be faithful to you.
That was the spiritual leader of the Christ Wonderful World Outreach, Bishop Ishmael Otu.
The General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God Ghana, Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpong-Mangso, has charged Ghanaians, especially Christians, on the need to tolerate one another. He said peace is valuable in the pursuit of development. Reverend Frimpong-Mangso urged Christians to be ambassadors of peace wherever they find themselves. He was speaking at the induction of new executives and also bid farewell to the outgoing executives at the International Pentecost Church of Ghana in Accra. Nane Kwiasari and Robert John have the rest of the story.
Reverend Paul Frimpong-Mangso acknowledged the hard works of the outgoing General Secretary, Apostle Alfred Kodia, for his tremendous service to the church, and during his term in office, he stressed the need to be humble and noted that humility is the key to spiritual leadership. He therefore called on Christians to join other religions to ensure peace and political tolerance in the country during the declaration of the 2012 election petition ruling. The chairman of the Pentecost Church of Ghana, Apostle Dr. Opoku Onina, was grateful for the trust bestowed in him to serve for the second term in office. He asked for the usual support of the executives and the church to support him in his second term. Apostle Opoku Onina advised Ghanaians, especially Christians, to live peacefully and avoid violence as the Supreme Court gives its judgment.
Ghanaians are peace-loving people, and if you hear a lot of people speaking about peace and advocating for peace, it is a signal that Ghanaians want peace to take place even after the verdict. So my counsel to fellow Ghanaians is that we should continue to be agents of peace.
A report by Nane Kwiasari and Robert John. The news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Police ask public not to panic but go about their normal duties peacefully. Faith community calls for national peace and unity after Supreme Court verdict. GJA holds public forum on media and responsible reportage in Accra today. UN inspectors due to visit site of chemical weapon attack near Syrian capital Damascus. Iran and Russia warned U.S. against military intervention in Syria, and Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Islamabad to kickstart peace talks with Taliban.
In spite of it being the second most common and deadliest cancer that afflicts women, cervical cancer has not been given the needed attention. It is estimated that out of 3,038 women diagnosed with cervical cancer in Ghana, 2,006 die from the disease. Victoria Haji finds out from a consultant, obstetrician, gynecologist, and head of clinical services at the Reach Hospital, Dr. Emmanuel Sropenyo, the reasons for the increase in cervical cancer cases.
Cervical cancer is an uncommon type of cancer that develops in a woman's cervix or entrance to the womb. It starts when cells on the surface of the cervix undergo abnormal changes and begin to grow out of proportion, forming a mass in the cervix. The cervix is the lower part of the womb, which links the womb to the vagina. Cervical cancer is in two stages, the early and advanced. In the early stage, the abnormal cells are still confined to the cervix, and in the advanced stage, they spread beyond the cervix and may envelop the vagina, uterus, bladder, rectum, lungs, and brain. About 95% of early cervical cancer cases are curable, but the advanced is not, and eventually leads to death. Scientists have confirmed that a type of sexually transmitted infection called human papilloma virus is responsible for causing cervical cancer. So what stands the risk of getting the disease? Dr. Emmanuel Chopeño, who is a consultant, obstetrician, gynecologist, and the head of clinical service at Reach Hospital, tells Radio Ghana that every woman who is sexually active can get the disease, and identify some factors that may increase the risk of having cervical cancer.
Early onset of sexual intercourse. So if a girl who is very young, let's say age 11, 12, 13, begins to have sexual intercourse, that girl is at risk of later in life developing cancer of the cervix. The second risk factor is multiple sexual partners, having multiple sexual partners. And so if you have multiple sexual intercourse, multiple sexual partners, your risk of developing cancer of the cervix is higher. Another risk factor is if your sexual partner has multiple sexual partners. So if you have only one sexual partner, but you do have multiple sexual partners, then it's like you yourself, you have multiple sexual partners. That is the implication, that whatever it is which you get exposed to when you have multiple sexual partners, you will be exposed to if your sexual partner has multiple sexual partners. Then we also do have immunosuppressive state. If you have a disease condition that chronically suppresses your immunity, conditions like HIV infection and other immunosuppressive conditions, then you are prone to developing cancer of the cervix. And then individuals of the low socioeconomic status, like poor women with poor perineal hygiene, that is, those who don't take good hygienic care of their private parts.
Why is incidence of the disease increasing? Dr. Strompagnon attributed this to lack of education on the disease.
We can't say it is reducing. The cancer is still there. It's still in Ghana and many developing countries. It's the number one cancer death in women and commoner than cancer of the breast. I think that still there is not enough communication on this disease condition. So people still don't know what to do to prevent the disease. And even people who know, because the disease affects the private parts of a woman, people are not willing to come for the screening because they feel that they have to expose themselves and expose their vagina.
How can one get to know one has cervical cancer? The gynecologist said there are no symptoms to suggest one may be having early cervical cancer. He said symptoms appear when the cancer is well advanced beyond the cervix.
You'll be bleeding, even having sex is a problem because the disease is in the mouth of the womb where during sexual intercourse, the woman starts bleeding. So they don't even have any good sexual life because as you want to have sex, you start bleeding. Sounds not in vaginal discharge.
Is the public aware of the disease?
I don't feel it's now. It's a cancer that affects the private part of the woman. And it affects young ladies who are sexually active. When we get the chance to visit the hospital for training, we use it.
Yes, but good to know your status?
I've heard about cervical cancer.
And
I know that it could be caused by maybe indulging in early sex, inserting chemicals or some other things. And also when your partner is not faithful. And I also know that some of the symptoms are pain during sex, blood discharge after sex.
Once you feel shy,
I don't feel shy at all. As a woman, when you are pregnant and you are in labor, you see male doctors who see your private part, so I don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't really know about cervical cancer.
Even though every woman stands the risk of getting the disease, Dr. Schwampanyo believes there are some lifestyle changes that one can adopt to reduce the risk of getting infected.
When it comes to cancer of the cervix, is that the same principles that we advocate for prevention of HIV and hepatitis? Is the same principle. That's the A, B, C principle. The A meaning abstain from sex as late as it is possible. Ladies should avoid early or sexual sexual. The B means that if you do start having sexual intercourse, then be faithful to your sexual partner. Ladies, you avoid multiple sexual partners. They must be faithful to their sexual partners. Their sexual partners themselves must also be advised that they have multiple, but they put their lady at risk of developing cancer in the cervix. And then the C means that use condoms. The condom can also protect against the transmission of the cervical cancer virus.
The consultant, Dr. Sean Fayon, expressed the need for government and stakeholders in the health sector to focus more on public education on the disease.
We need to create the awareness. Secondly, we need to make the person more available. Even know that such a person exists. We are talking about HIV. HIV has no vaccine. Here is the case, we have another virus which have a vaccine, but we are not popularizing the vaccine. There are people who have the resources who will be willing to acquire the vaccine for their children, but they don't necessarily know that this vaccine is available that they can use to prevent cancer of the cervix. We need to promote the screening so that we can detect the early stages of the cure.
Cervical cancer is really claiming the lives of innocent Ghanaian women. More investment must be made into awareness creation on the disease. Women must also not be shy to visit the hospital for screening and vaccination, since early detection is better than treatment.
Victoria Ahaji filed that report.
Still on health, fibroid is a disease many women do not wish to be associated with. Due to its outlook, it has always deceived many women to believe that they are pregnant, only for them to later realize they are not. This is because its early stages exhibit symptoms such as vomiting and nausea, typical of pregnancy. In this feature, Ivona Tilago looks at the disease fibroid and why it has become a bane of many women.
From the beginning, what I realized was that when I wash my private parts, I felt that my womb has opened bigger. This and other experiences one Comfort Kuma narrated to me after living with fibroid for 3 years. She tells me how she first detected the disease. She also added that after the fibroid was detected, the doctors advised that after surgery, her womb would be removed to prevent further growth.
And I mean, who was starting to say, so we made the message, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
from the beginning, what I realized was that when I wash my private parts, I feel that my womb has changed. I feel some swell also around my womb area. Sometimes there is also discharge of fluid from there, which itches. Due to this, I went to the hospital and some drugs were prescribed for me to deal with the itching. After 3 years, I realized a growth in my abdomen. I was then told I had a fibroid. At first, I only menstruated for 4 days. But during the 3 years, I always had it for 6 days or more without any blood clots. Later, I went to the Kaneshi Polyclinic, where I was referred to Kolebu Teaching Hospital. After an ultrasound, I was told that the fibroid in me had grown, but the only solution is surgery. I have 2 children. The doctors told me that my womb will have to be removed to prevent further growth. Due to this sickness, I am not able to eat some food. I also do not have clean bowels when I take rice or fufu prepared from cassava. I also experience heartburn and dizziness a lot. Even taking vegetables is very difficult. For now, I can only take bamboo.
You heard Comfort Kuma narrating her ordeal with fibroid. I later caught up with a gynecologist at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital, Dr. Gabriel Ganyaglu. He explained that fibroid, also known as uterine fibroid, is an abnormal growth in the womb. Till date, doctors or scientists have not been able to establish the cause of this disease. Fibroid, he said, varies in size from that of a bean to that of a watermelon when overgrown.
Uterine fibroid, or fibroid as it's commonly known, is an abnormal growth on the womb, and we don't know what causes it. And to date, we only know that usually women who don't have any children or who haven't given birth before, after around 30 years, tend to develop this abnormal growth on the womb.
Going on, Dr. Ganyaglu spoke about its causes, early detections and symptoms associated with the disease. He also spoke about treatment.
You find the women complaining of abdominal distension or the abdomen becoming bigger and looking like they are pregnant, but in actual fact, they are not pregnant. And sometimes they feel pressure, and it may cause some of them to urinate often. But the vast majority, there is a lot more bleeding during the menses, and sometimes even after the menses, they can bleed. And during sex, some may feel pain. Otherwise, the menstrual cramps become more severe, and occasionally some walk about with chronic or continuous pain at the back, especially when they exert themselves. The solution we have at the moment is basically surgery. Alright, there are other options to having a medical treatment, but the medical treatment comes with a price, and so it's not widely used for fibroid.
So how can you detect it early?
Usually the earliest sign, unless you are doing routine gynecologic examinations or gynecologic reviews or routine ultrasound.
Dr. Ganyaglu also answered questions as to the frequency of fibroid cases recorded at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital.
In Kolebu, fibroids form about 10% of the gynae admissions and nearly 40% of our major gynecologic surgeries will be done because of fibroid. In a year, we're talking about 3,000, and it's about 10% of that. The major surgeries we do, it's about 40% of that. Okay, so, I mean, by the weeks or by the days, we see fibroids all the time.
With all those facts about fibroid, some people have myths and misconceptions about it.
Often people know, but there is what we call denial. They know they have the fibroid, but they deny that it exists. And so they keep going around in circles, refusing medical intervention. And of course, a lot of herbalists and traditional practitioners and parish or maybe, let's say, pastors also do us some harm. In the sense that it is known to have a spirit which can be cast out. And then people keep waiting for this spirit of fibroid to be actually cast out, and it never really happened.
I spoke to some women whether they have knowledge about fibroid.
Yes, I have, but I don't know much about this. The little I know is that it occurs in women.
I've heard about it. I don't know much about it.
That report was filed by Yvonne Atilago.
On the foreign front, a team of UN inspectors is due to visit the site of a suspected chemical weapons attack carried out last Wednesday near the Syrian capital, Damascus. The visit is going ahead after the US government agreed to a ceasefire.
Iran has warned the US against military intervention in Syria amid growing concerns about the Syrian government's alleged use of poisonous gas against civilians in the suburbs of Damascus. Iran says the Syrian crisis has no military solution, and such provocative measures and comments from Washington and London will only complicate the situation and create more tensions.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is due to meet Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Islamabad for talks on restarting the peace process with the Taliban. Mr. Karzai was said to be furious when the Taliban opened a liaison office in Qatar in June. He insists that his government should take a central role in any peace talks.
Now to other news, the main points again. The Ghana Police Service has asked the public to go about their normal duties freely and not panic. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, the commanding officer of the formed unit of the police service, Chief Superintendent Na Hamza Yakubu, said the service is adequately prepared to deal with anyone who wants to foment trouble after the election petition verdict. And the Ghana Journalists Association will today hold a forum on the need for the media to be circumspect in its reportage after the Supreme Court verdict. A statement signed by the General Secretary of the Association, Dave Agbenu, said the forum has become necessary because of the role the media is expected to play after the verdict. The news was presented by Abraham Donko
and Naja Gliago in Accra.